Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug your lowdown.
Silver Will.
Hello, Huggles.
And I can't believe it. In the words of George Wallace, after taking a selfie, well, well, well. J. Anthony Brown.
What up, hug?
A.K.A. Mr. Wanna Get Away Before Valentine's Day. Jay, I heard you was in Sochi. Or was it South Carolina? Either way, USA, you wasn't rushing to buy Valentine's Day, Jim. You're a genius, Jay. Sybil, how was your Valentine's Day?
Very good, Huggy.
Man, mine was awful. Aww. Restaurants was packed. I must have sat in the drive-thru for half an hour, Sybil. And then when I finally ordered, the forgetful fool forgot my mofo fries. Tom Super J, that's why Jay's a genius. He got the habanero hell out of town and made sure he wasn't around. Sybil, I heard Jay told his blonde girl he had a show out of town and she believed him because she texted him and said, I heard about you and Earthquake was in South Carolina. Did y'all hear about the inmate that escaped on Valentine's Day to see his girlfriend?
Yeah, man.
Well, first of all, he probably was doing time for stealing some shiggity for her birthday. Anyway, this crook in Arizona named Joseph Andrew DeKippernip gave the jail the Kipper slip and went on a DeKipper trip. They said he crawled past razor wire, scaled two fences, and made his way to a bar 10 miles away. That dude did all that shiggity, and I bet the first thing that idiot's girlfriend said was, what took you so long? He said, you were going to escape earlier. Where's my gift? You should have robbed a Jared on the way here. Well, they caught this dummy, and now he has an escape charge and a new number on my contenders list. And by the time he get out, he'll be the proud stepdaddy of Jay's baby mama. It's the Valentine's Day blues. Anyway, it's over like the Bethany Frankel show. Thank God. Hey, did any of y'all see the NBA All-Star game this weekend?
Yeah.
Sure.
Talking about boring. Tom Super J, at one point, I just turned the channel to see something more exciting.
Nah.
Man, can't nobody paint a cloud quicker than Bob Ross. I did see Pharrell's performance. I didn't know who he was without his signature birdhouse hat, Sybil, at first, you know. I mean, it was like seeing Gazoo without his helmet. DMX without his handcuffs. Anyway, he came out with a red hat, which means that hat was reversed. Well, who knew? Did you see when he brought out Snoop, Puffy, Busta Rhymes, and Nelly?
Woo!
Well, didn't they look like the five heartbeats of hip-hop? Did you see how much weight Busta Rhymes gained?
Woo!
I thought he was Bobo Brazil. Didn't he look like he was going to bust a bus? Silver, he looked like a Cinnabon kiosk. He's making my list for Friday, along with Dwight Howard. Don't it look like Dwight Howard look like he get his hair cut at the mall? And Tom Silver, I'm Bill Russell's biggest fan, but somebody needs to tell him to cut his damn hair. That shiggity looks so itchy. It looked like dryer lint.
Huggy.
He can clean a skillet with his beard, Sybil. He look like a Bill Russell Terrier. Dwight Howard need to take him to the mall. Did y'all see Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah.
Oh, Verdeen ain't got the best perm in the business, don't he?
Yes, he does.
That don't make no Pam sense. Congratulations to Blake Griffin on winning the dunk contest the day after John Wall.